People in Phoenix and other parts of Arizona are drying out today after record rainfall yesterday. The remnants of Hurricane Rosa, now a tropical depression, dropped close to 2.5 inches of rain on the Phoenix metro area. That is a lot of rain anywhere, but for Phoenix, it was the city's wettest October day ever and one of the wettest days in the city's history, period. Joining us now is Ian Schwartz. He's a meteorologist at KPHO CBS 5 there in Phoenix. Ian, welcome.
Thanks for having me. We're drying out a little bit.
Sounds like it. And how significant was that rainfall? Because if you do the math, that means that Phoenix got several months worth of rain in a single day.
Yeah, and that a lot of that was in 12 hours. We got about a third of the rain we would see in an entire year in about 12 hours.
Wow. Is it common for a hurricane, the remnants of a hurricane in the Pacific, to make it that far up north into the desert?
Yeah, we'll see this happen every couple, 3-4 years. And when it does, it's something we watch very closely. Not so much for the hurricane to roll into town and, you know, the classic thing you would see on the East Coast with the wind, but it sends a tremendous amount of moisture our way, and it helped just become a very efficient rain-producing system. And it rained for, 10 hours straight. It's not something we see often here. We're used to kind of hit-and-miss storms, or one side of Phoenix will get pummeled and the other side sees nothing. Huh. But this was just a steady stream that did not stop.
And because of that, there was flooding. The pictures of some of the flash floods were pretty amazing. Dramatic car rescues as well. Here's one driver, Daniela Prieto, speaking to one of your reporters at CBS 5. She had to be rescued from firefighters when her car got stuck in a wash.
I was panicking. I didn't know what to do because the water started coming into the car. Finally, the firefighters were able to come and get us out of the car. We had to climb through the windows.
Ian, why are people driving through flooded washes?
Well, they shouldn't be. Sometimes it is driver error. They think they can make it. Their car doesn't have high enough clearance, and they get stranded. The engine floods out. Other times, the water actually comes so fast that people don't realize what's happening, and before they know it, their car is stalled out, and they're in a real pickle. So many, many times, yes, it is someone doing something they're not supposed to, but there are instances where the water can move that fast where all of a sudden it's rising, and then the engine stops, and you have to be rescued. In that particular situation, the lady, there must have been a drainage issue. Sometimes we'll get the drains get clogged, or a pump will malfunction on a certain road or interstate, and then all of a sudden you see water will be, you know, almost halfway up a giant fire truck's tire. And some of the images, you can see how far that water was. So it's hard to say if it was that woman's fault or if it's not, but it can be a mixed bag sometime.
All right. Ian Schwartz, meteorologist for KPHO CBS 5 in Phoenix, which just got dumped on from the remnants of Hurricane Rosa. Ian, thanks very much.
Appreciate it.